Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Into Matthew 8, 1 through 34, I believe it is. And we're going to touch base in that nature. So just a little bit of a teaching in the power of God, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit that we have invested upon our souls from the very beginning. So before we get into that, just a quick little touch note here. Please donate to the ministry wherever you can. We do have a small ministry. We are struggling financially, but we have been here working on television here out to the world, reaching out to all people of all walks of life for just a little over 2 years now. And with your support, we can move on further. We have an outreach of a radio station, internet radio. I receive radio. And we also have the podcast, WOHTJC Ministry, The Journey Podcast. That reaches out to about 20 levels, iHeart, Pandora Radio, Spotify. It just goes through so many avenues, reaches out across the world. Many regions are touching on it, and we're growing there. With the radio station, we just give devotionals. I'm just giving the devotionals and different such just to have it going and stay connected to whoever would like to listen. And that is international as well. And that's iReceiveRadio.com. iReceiveRadio.com. And there's three websites you can visit. Visit www.iReceiveRadio.com. And please visit there. And we'll touch base with one another. And you can find all kind of avenues. You can go into the ministry page. You can go into the podcast page. You could go zigzagging through all of this past 3 year anniversary. So donate what you can. Give from the heart. We do need support. We're very small. Very small. And we're growing. No building yet, but we're reaching out to the world. Gathering in the garden of joy. Speaking God's word to the world. Blessed are the feet of the messenger. So let's get on with the message, folks. And in Matthew 8, of course, prior to Matthew 8, we have Matthew 5. 6 and 7. And that's where Jesus has walked up to the hillside with the crowd after, I believe, feeding and having a good meal and praising everybody and touching lives and here and there and having witnesses come upon you. Oh, so much going on through Mark, Luke, Matthew, John. It's just so miracle working, so much of a blessing to everything, through everything in your life. It all ties together to you. Sets us back to Genesis 1:26-27 and Genesis 2, chapter 2 and verse 7. So, folks, we have the authority over Satan, and Jesus exposes this, teaches it. When he was on the mount, on the hill, in Matthew 5 and 5, 6, and 7, they were just giving a message, teaching, showing, explaining. Explaining law, explaining theory, explaining no theology, truth. So in Matthew 8, and when Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached him, did him homage, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I will do it. Be made clean. His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed that will be proof for them. And moving around, Jesus came across healing of a centurion servant. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion, a highly esteemed, high-level soldier. He approached the soldier, Jesus did, and appealed to him and saying, he came to Jesus, the soldier did, approach him and appeal to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed and suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion says in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes; to another, come here, and he comes here; and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, because when he came out the mountain, the teachings in Matthew 5, he had such a great crowd following him. And he said, I say to you, many will come from the east. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, and no one in Israel, not one, have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into outer darkness. There will be a wailing, a grinding of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, you may go as you have believed. Let it be done for you. And at that very hour, his servant was healed. And then he moved on and cure of the Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her. The fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. She went and made dinner. And she got up out of bed, made dinner. She was healed. Other healings, when it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet. In Isaiah 9, it explains so much. I mean, it just goes through Isaiah, just prophesying. I love Isaiah. Read Isaiah. Oh, you'll love it. He took away our infirmities. When it was evening, he took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. The would-be followers of Jesus. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross the other side. A scribe approached him and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. Another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my Father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me and let the dead bury their dead. The calming of the sea and the storm, he got in the boat and with his disciples, and he followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, that the boat was being swamped by waves. But as Jesus was asleep, they came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. He said to them, Why are you so terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and said, What sort of man is this whom even the winds and the sea obey? The healing of guardian demonicus, when he came to the other side, to the territory of Gadarenes, two demonics who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savaged that no one could travel by that road. They were savages. They cried out, What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before you appointed a time? Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded Jesus, If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Then go. They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demonics. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and they saw him. They begged him for to leave their district. Are you begging Jesus to leave from all these miracles and wonders and signs? I mean, you can't have such a lack of faith that you can't understand what Jesus can do for you. He can cast your demons out. Put them in a pig. Put them in a hog. Force the hogs. The hogs would go crazy. And they would just go mad. And the several that they were cast into, them hogs and swine, just ran down to over the bank. They ran over the bank. Are you going that crazy that you can't stand it anymore? You feel like just running off a hill? You're running in a ditch and just want to just bury me up? I don't care. I'm tired of this. You don't have to be. You don't have to be. Because here, Jesus told us all that my Father will never leave nor forsake you. Never. He will be with you to the end of age. And Jesus said, just believe. Just believe. As they came upon the storm, the men said, what are we going to do? We're going to drown. And here Jesus, this man here don't even have no worries. For Jesus had said, it is written, do not worry. Do not be concerned about tomorrow. If today has its own troubles, don't be troubled about today, for tomorrow has its own troubles. It doesn't matter where you're at and what part of the day, what part of the week, if it was today or yesterday. Look back and say, wow, boy, was that a lot of mess. But I got through it. I quit drinking. Now it's a new start. I quit doing drugs. I quit smoking. I quit fornicating. I quit cheating on my spouse. All kinds of things. And you could turn your life around if you just, Jesus said, just believe. In Mark 5:36, where Jesus was walking to go heal a small little 12-year-old girl. While Jesus was still speaking to the lady, that came out and says, if I could just touch his garment, if I could just touch part of his robe, and I'll be healed. I'll be saved. I'll be made whole. Maybe if I just touch it, I don't know. But I just believe. I heard things. I heard these people that were told not to say anything. The lepers, they went and just told. Are you the one of the 10 lepers that were healed? And when Jesus says to you, don't tell anybody, just believe. Trust in me and testify that I can do these things. But don't tell the world, because they're going to hunt me down. They're going to search me, and I got to run and I got to flee from them, because there's those out there that are trying to kill me. They don't want me around healing and loving people. Okay? So what are you going to do? You're going to just say, hey, don't worry about that, Jesus. Don't come up there to see my daughter. She done died. You may as well just go about your way. You spent time with that woman crawling on the ground when you yelled at, who touched me? And the woman says, I'm sorry. I did. I am so sorry. Jesus never condemned her for stopping him on the way to save a little girl who was ill. He took his time and said to me, I'll take care of you, because I can do all things through my Father, in which we can do all things through Christ. Faith, 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 faith. You can make it, trust me. If I can beat demons, cold turkey, many of things, you can too. It can be done. Believe. And while Jesus, he was still speaking, the messengers from the house of Jairus arrived and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother to teach her anymore? But Jesus overheard their conversation and said to Jairus, do not be afraid, just believe. And he did not allow anyone to accompany him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. They went forth. Jesus went forth. He went to his way, and they got into the house, and everybody's mourning, and everybody's mocking him on the way in. Where were you at? We've been waiting for you. I heard you got stopped by some woman had pleaded for 12 years, and you spent some time with her for a moment. And now that little bit of time, my daughter died. Oh, ye of little faith, get out of the house. He shoved and shooed everybody out except the parents. And Peter, James, and Jesus just went over there and kneeled down. He says, wake up, little girl. He said to her, let me see what the exact words he said to her. He said, oh, praise the Lord. Where are we at today? What did Jesus say to him? Well, my Lord, if I can pronounce it. My Lord. He went inside and asked him, why are all these commotions and weeping? The child is not dead, but only sleeping. And he took the little child, and they laughed at him. They mocked him. Like I just said, after he put them all out of the house, he took the child, father and mother, and his own companions, and went in to see the child. Talking to her by the hand, and taking her by the hand, talking to her, Jesus said, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Jesus doesn't want you to suffer. Change your ways. Come to the Lord today, because you're missing out on so much. And the biggest deal is you're going to miss out on eternal life when you leave this world. God sent his only begotten Son, the only Son that he has, to here to die for a mission. And people searched him out, even a Jewish. The Jews even tried to stone him for blasphemy. Why are you killing me? Why are you trying to kill me with stones? Why? For blasphemy? Because I said that I am the Son of God? If you do not believe me, that I am in the Father and Father is in me, then by all means, at least believe in the works that my Father does through me to glorify his Father through his Son, to glorify the Son to the Father. Praise the Lord. It's a glorification. Oh, my Lord, the restoration, resurrection of you in Christ can be lifted and can be restored from all your troubles, all your problems. You can come to the Lord and you won't have any more anxieties, depressions. Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat up. Peter took her by the hand and helped her up. Then he called the saints and widows and presented her to them. She's alive. Little girl, go get something to eat. Told him, go feed her. Feed her. Give her something to eat. She's hungry. She's been sleeping. You're just going to believe, folks. You've got to believe. I am the resurrection, Jesus said. And the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? You don't have to taste the second death. You're going to be dying in the flesh. We all have to leave. But you can receive eternal life and be with God in his kingdom with the Father. It's such a gift. What do you want to miss it? If you don't believe it, try it. Just try it. And once you dip your feet into the water and your feet become blessed because you are the blessed or the feet of the messenger, you'll start witnessing, testifying. You'll become that blessed footed person. Blessed are the feet of the messenger. And you'll be shouting out, speaking God's word to the world. You won't be ashamed. Jesus said, don't be ashamed of my name before mankind. Because I don't want to be ashamed of your name before the Father. I mean, where are we missing? What page are we missing? Just take the Lord into your hands and say, I need you, Father. I need you. I know your Son died on the cross for me. I know that he's resurrected. I know he did not die. He left that tomb and went to the depths of the earth and he took the keys. Stripped the keys of death from Satan and the keys of death and sin and and risen, and he rose 3 days later. I knew this, Father God, that he did it for me. He did it for everyone. We do not judge by color, size, weight, nothing. Because we're going to tell you there ain't no race in grace, and there ain't no controversy in mercy. Jesus Christ said you are a masterpiece of his. Fine works. Fine works. Why waste it? Why waste it? You don't want to waste it. You can be healed. You can receive salvation. You can receive eternal life. Never taste a second death. Well, as I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for your staff and you just overwhelm me, Jesus. I love you. If I would just embrace myself and trust in your word, the scripture, and I will every day wake up and put the whole armor on that you gave me to keep the fiery arrows away. The truth of the belt of truth. So I understand the Bible, your word, and the word is a sword that I will swipe and swing and fight. The helmet, the shin guards. Put it all on every day. Put God first. We're going to be a sinner every day, trust me. And any preacher that says that you ain't no sinner, that you ain't going to sin every day, I'm telling you. You're going to sin. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You will sin. And you've got to come to repentance. Ask the Lord, turn things around. Repent. Repent. Be humbled before yourself. And present yourself to the Lord. Just kneel down and say, my Lord, I'm sorry. Here I am again. But help me and get me through. I don't want to smoke. I want my legs healed. I want the leprosy out. I don't need the skin disease anymore. I don't need those headaches anymore. I don't need the depressions. I don't need the cigarettes, alcohol, or drugs anymore. I don't need to watch pornography anymore. I don't hear dirty jokes and nasty things anymore. I don't need it. I have no desire for it. Once you come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior today, this very moment. Give me a brand new start. As I come into you and you come into me, I am in my temple. I keep it clean. Because God dwells in me, the Father dwells in me, and I dwell in him, and my joy, my faith pleases God. And God, my Heavenly Father, his joy is my strength. He who is in me, he who is in me is stronger than in the world. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't ever, ever, ever give up. And a certain young man named Eutychus, seated in the window, was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell from the third story and was picked up dead. But Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and embraced him. "Do not be alarmed," he said. "He is still alive." Then Paul went back upstairs, broke bread, and ate. After speaking until the daybreak, he departed. Saving lives. As Jesus walked, Jesus told him, go out, take nothing with you. Go out and speak the gospel. You can heal and do things. And you do miracles, wonders, and signs that I give you. You have received from me the power and authority through the Holy Spirit. And you can do all things. You can do even greater things if you just believe. Greater things than these, Jesus said. And Paul and the disciples went out. They didn't take no spare jackets. They didn't take the spare shoes. They didn't take a sack of money. They didn't take a little bag to collect and beg with and grab tithes for and all these offerings. They just went about. God provides all your needs in his riches, in his glory. By Jesus Christ, in his glory. You will be supplied all the time. God never leaves you behind. You serve the Lord, God's going to take care of you. And this man begging at the thing forever, he's asking. He says, get up and go and serve. I have none. My legs, I can't get up. My legs are all messed up. My legs are messed up. I can't get up. And Peter reached down and he said, go and serve. I have none. But what I have, I give to you. You know, give unto you. And this upon you right now, he said. He's right now. You just believe. Picked him up with the right hand. He says, come on, get up and go your way. And that man was dancing and praising and witnessing and testifying and going all around town just dancing. And the people were like, that guy, that's the guy that was couldn't walk. He's been healed. How did this happen? Two ankles and my ankles there and my knee from arthritis, doing body work all my life for 49 years. I prayed on it one night. Me and my dog got upside the bed and we prayed on it 8 years ago, 8 years ago when I came to the Lord. That was one of my first miracle prayers and believing prayers. I got in bed, me and my dog, my Labrador, we crawled up and I started hugging on her with the pain that I was feeling that it would not let out of my lips. I would not acknowledge it. I gave no place for Satan to rest in me. And I said, Lord, I feel great. I'm in pain, but I said, man, I feel great. I'm healed. Never didn't want one grunt out of my mouth. I will not acknowledge it by a grunt, a mumble. Nothing like that. I'm like, praise the Lord, I feel good. Woke up next morning, it was gone. I ain't had a pain in my ankles and my knee ever since. I was healed overnight because I believed. God showed, he says, look, just believe in me, my son. And the Holy Spirit, the helper that I said to you, because my son, when he risen, when he ascended to meet him, away in the name of Jesus, your boldness is beyond this realm. Because faith, when you step into boldness in your faith, you step into the spiritual realm where you speak. And you speak a language that Satan doesn't understand. Pray, pray, pray in all circumstances. Give thanks with all circumstances. Praise the Lord, my God. You are my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I repent of my sins. Give me a new start today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, I don't know what to say. Only thing I can say is stay toasty. Keep your joy. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Make him your Lord and Savior today. Jesus Christ loves you. Don't pass up an opportunity, because when it's too late, it's too late. I don't know. I've thought about it. Maybe I'll do it later. I don't know. I'll think about it. You could die at any moment, any second. In the thousands of ways you could die. Thousands of ways. As much as being by a little tiny spider in Africa on the tip of your finger. In 20 minutes, you'd be paralyzed. Dying with the poisons, that little tiny spider. Touch a certain frog, it's poisons that kill you. Anyway, there's so many ways, folks. Don't die. Receive eternal life today. God bless you. Stay toasty. I hope you got something out of this message today. Hope, and boldness in your faith. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:1-6. God bless you. See you next week.